It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Well, it was probably an accurate representation of life in the U.S. in the year that the Supreme Court took away our freedom to be safe at a 4th of July parade. A day that used to be a national celebration turned to tragedy on Monday when a gunman killed at least six people and injured dozens more in a shooting in Highland Park, Illinois, during a 4th of July parade. The suspected 22-year-old gunman is believed to have fired from a rooftop in an attack that police said appeared to be random and intentional. A high-powered rifle was recovered from the scene, and the suspect was taken into custody later in the day. Highland Park is about 25 miles north of Chicago. The 22-year-old suspect, according to NBC News, quote, left a long trail of tributes to mass shootings and public killings on social media. Lovely. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker spoke out.
It is devastating that a celebration of America was ripped apart by our uniquely American plague. A day dedicated to freedom has put into stark relief the one freedom we as a nation refuse to uphold, the freedom of our fellow citizens to live without the daily fear of gun violence. Our founders carried muskets, not assault weapons. And I don't think a single one of them would have said that you have a constitutional right to an assault weapon with a high-capacity magazine, or that that is more important than the right of the people who attended this parade today to live. Yes, I'm angry. We as a nation deserve better.
His Republican opponent, a man named Darren Bailey, was scheduled to march with supporters in a 4th of July parade in Skokie, Illinois, until it was canceled, and showed how tone deaf he is.
About 20 minutes away from here in Highland Park, there was a shooting. There were several people that we know have been shot. That's all we know. And we're just going to take a moment and pray for the families, pray for the law enforcement, and even the organizers of this parade. They've done an amazing job. There's a lot of confusion and frustration that the parade's being canceled, but they did the right thing because people's safety has got to come first. The shooter is still at large, so let's pray for justice to prevail. And then let's move on and let's celebrate the independence of this nation.
Move on and celebrate? That's what he said. In the wake of a mass shooting that killed six people and injured dozens others at a 4th of July parade, the Republican nominee for governor said, let's move on and celebrate. In case you were wondering, that cretin is an ardent gun rights supporter who opposes firearm regulations and supports the elimination of the state's gun owner identification card registry. In his prayer, he called on God to heal, quote, the mental illness that is creating these problems. Some self-examination here might help. Oh, he later apologized. In a statement, he said, I apologize if in any way we diminished the pain being felt across our state today. Sure you do. Meanwhile, that wasn't the only shooting this holiday weekend. Nine other people were shot to death in Chicago alone, another 52 wounded, in case you're counting. In Philadelphia, two police officers were shot during that city's July 4th fireworks show and free concert. Fortunately, those two officers were later released from the hospital. One of them had a bullet lodged in his hat, but he miraculously survived. Meanwhile, police officials in Akron, Ohio, on Sunday, released body cam footage of a June 27th police shooting, the killing of 25-year-old Jalen Walker. According to reports, police attempted to stop the black man for an unspecified traffic violation at around midnight. Jalen Walker evaded the stop. He led police on a chase before he got out of the car and fled on foot. The cops then deployed their tasers before they opened fire on Walker after they said he appeared to turn around while reaching for his waist. That was the threatening move? The video shows eight officers opening fire and hitting Walker, a black man, 60 times. Now, the police claim that Walker fired once from the vehicle during the chase, but no firearm was found on his body. There was a gun reportedly found in his vehicle, but photographs show the magazine was sitting on the seat next to the gun, which was not loaded. Akron Mayor Dan Horrigan declared a state of emergency, canceling the city's 4th of July fireworks event, while Walker's family has made a number of calls for protests to remain peaceful. But once again, I stress, authorities released the footage from two of the officers' body cameras while confirming that Walker was unarmed at the time he was shot. WNBA star basketball player Brittany Griner, who's been held in a Russian prison for months, sent President Biden a handwritten letter on Monday pleading for his help in getting her released. Part of what she wrote said, quote, "As I sit here in a Russian prison, alone with my thoughts and without the protection of my wife, family, friends, Olympic jersey, or any accomplishments, I feel terrified I might be here forever." She pleaded with President Biden to get her home. Meanwhile, Russian forces captured the key Ukrainian city of Lysychansk, news of which prompted the dictator Putin to declare full victory in Ukraine's eastern Luhansk region. In related news, the UN has reported more than 10,000 civilians have been killed or injured since the war began in February. Officials say the true toll is likely higher. And here at home, a proverbial shot was fired from California to Florida. California Governor Gavin Newsom started airing a TV spot on July 4th on the Fox Not News channel in a direct counter to DeSantis's free state of Florida narrative.
Freedom? It's under attack in your state. Your Republican leaders, they're banning books, making it harder to vote, restricting speech in classrooms, even criminalizing women and doctors. I urge all of you living in Florida to join the fight. Or join us in California, where we still believe in freedom. Freedom of speech, freedom to choose, freedom from hate, and the freedom to love. Don't let them take your freedom.
I say, Governor Newsom, welcome to Florida. Please help us throw the bum out. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news. For now, I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.